This is VOA News. The remote, I'm Jeff Custer. White House officials said Monday the United States is in daily contact with the Taliban as the race continues to complete the withdrawal from Afghanistan by U.S. President Joe Biden's August 31st deadline. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told reporters at the White House, "We are in talks with the Taliban on a daily basis through political and security channels concerning every aspect of what's happening in Kabul right now." U.S. officials said about 16,000 people were flown out of Hamid Karzai International Airport in Kabul from Sunday into Monday, using a combination of nearly 90 military and commercial flights. The official said the majority, about 11,000 people, were taken by American military aircraft. At the same White House news conference, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki rejected a reporter's question which suggested some Americans remained stranded in Afghanistan. Psaki called it irresponsible to say Americans are stranded in Afghanistan because, she said, they are not. She said the U.S. is committed to bringing Americans who want to come home home. We are in touch with them via phone, via text, via email, via any way they can possibly reach Americans to get them home. Meanwhile, National Security Advisor Sullivan said the substantial bulk of the people currently being taken out are Afghan refugees, or Afghan evacuees, rather, because the number of Americans in the country was limited to start with. U.S. President Joe Biden went on television Monday to announce a milestone in the fight against COVID-19. He said if you're one of the millions of Americans who have said they will not get the shot until it was full and received full and final approval of the FDA, the moment you've been waiting for is here. It's time for you to go out and get your vaccination and get it today. The FDA is the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. This is VOA News.